This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Twins enjoyed an off day yesterday after going 4-3 on a road trip to Texas and San Diego. They returned for a 9-game homestand at Target Field, starting off with 3 against St. Louis. It's the first time these two teams meet here since July of 2020. The Cardinals are 5 games out of a wild card spot, 10 games back of the Brewers in their division. Twins and Royals both just a pair back from the Guardians. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweiner. It's Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden alongside me here in the booth. They'll have the call of the series opener. It's a beautiful Friday night in downtown Minneapolis. 80 degrees and kind of partly cloudy, partly sunny as David Festa takes the mound against the righty Andre Pallante. Before we chat more about those two, let's rewind to the series finale against the Padres. Simeon Woods Richardson making the start as the Twins tried to avoid the sweep. He labored through the first inning, loading the bases with two outs, able to get out of it unscathed. Matt Waldron, the knuckleballer, held Minnesota scoreless till a sac fly in the third. One out in the fourth, Eddie Julian and Christian Vasquez singled. Austin Martin delivered a two-run double. Willie Castro and Royce Lewis each drove in a run. It was 5-0 Twins. 6 straight hits from the team. Could they make it 7? 2 on for Matt Wallner.
Wallner hits this ball a ton. High in the air and deep to right. It's a Wally ball. Home run, Matt Wallner. 3-run shot, and the Twins lead 8-0.
A 7-run fourth inning for Minnesota. They added 2 more in the fifth to make it a 10 spot. Former Twin Donovan Solano solo homered in the bottom of the inning, the only run that Simeon gave up over 5 as he got the win. Ronnie Enriquez gave up 3 runs in the eighth. Manny Margot tacked on another in the ninth. 11-4 Twins the final. They avoided the sweep for the first time by the Padres and came home with a winning road trip. That is a look at our Twins rewind. Back to the pitching matchup today. David Festa making his 7th start, 8 appearance. Andre Pallante getting the ball for the Cardinals. He started the season in the bullpen but joined the rotation on May 29th, 5-6 with an ERA just over 4. For more on this matchup, we're at the park with Chris and Danny, thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Chris, Festa improving little by little, but second time through the order, his opponent's batting average jumps up by over 200. OPS increases by 800 points. What can he do to be more effective?
Well, that's the challenge, right? That's the challenge every pitcher faces. We always talk about third time through the order. For a young guy, Danny, it's, you know, he's using his best stuff to get him out the first time through, and then second time through, now they've had a look at that. To me, the maturity of a pitcher like that is, okay, maybe I was able to get you with a changeup from the first time, but I've got another way to get you out second time through the order. And I think that's what we have to see. Use all your pitches. Case in point, Simeon Woods Richardson, who uses all three pitches so effectively.
And you got to study the hitters that you're facing here a little bit and find out what pitches that I'm having success against. And maybe they make the adjustment to that. So therefore, as a young pitcher, you've got to be able to, in between innings, be able to figure out with your catcher, your pitching staff, your pitching coach, as to how I want to face them the second time through the lineup.
What I like about him is he's unaffected. You don't see him get rattled. You don't see things get away from him. He stays very much within himself. So I think the pitches are there, and I think we're just going to see him continue to get better and better.
And this is a Cardinals lineup and a Cardinals team that has a lot of veterans on it. Danny, Brandon Crawford designated for assignment. Paul Goldschmidt tonight batting seventh, just batting .228 on the season. Right now, maybe a more disappointing team than they originally thought heading into the season.
Well, they've got an opportunity or a chance here to go back-to-back below 500 season here, and they haven't done that for a long time. That's not characteristic of the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes, offensively, if you look at collectively the numbers, they brought Matt Carpenter back. He's their DH. But I think Goldschmidt, when you slide him down to the seventh spot, you know, is he at the end of his career here, contract up this year? Arenado, third in the league in singles, and that's unheard of. But, you know, they've got some other guys here. You got to like this shortstop Wynn, rookie player. You like Burleson. But collectively, they haven't got it all together. And I looked at a note here at the All-Star break, 50 and 46. They were 4.5 back in the division, and now they're minus 10. They're 10 back right now. They've gone 13 and 18 since then. A lot of it lies on the offense.
Yeah, the pitching's been fine. The starters are veteran. They give them a lot of innings. They lead the world in saves. They've got a good closer, good pen. They just don't score enough, and it's a weird combination of veteran guys and then some really young guys, power guys and speed guys, but they haven't meshed it all together yet with continuity.
And they're also, the last 22 games, they're facing all contending teams.
Yeah.
You get through this here a little bit, the Twins, a little bit past that. They got Milwaukee again. Then it's a soft schedule for them. Might be too late by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 games back from the Brewers. Brewers really putting some space in between them and the second place Cardinals. And like Chris mentioned, good pitching with this team. We're going to see our old friend Sonny Gray tomorrow. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, after 14 games in 13 days, that included a doubleheader, the Twins enjoyed an off day yesterday. Rocco says those are much needed for the team at this point in the season.
You know, you have to take advantage of every off day that you get, every day where your starter gives you a nice start and your bullpen gets a little break. All of those types of days become very important for you. We only have two off days in September total, so these next two, you know, being able to take advantage of these and truly reset going into the final month of the season will be pretty big.
And as much as they may enjoy an off day, Twins record is 8-9 in games right after. So right below 500, going to be looking for one of those tonight. Coming up on the rest of the show, Rocco discusses one guy that's standing out offensively as of late. We have our Tale of the Tape segment on a guy that pitched for both of these teams. Then a story on the valuable role that Austin Martin had to adjust to in his rookie year. Also, as you head down for the Cardinals series this weekend, make sure you stop by Target Plaza beyond Gate 34. Winnebago Industries will have a Neymar Ventana RV on display for tours. Plus, you'll have a chance to win a solo stove today and tomorrow. So a good weekend to be at the ballpark. Stick around. More of the lineup card coming up next. You're in your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.